This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Just in time for an exciting conversation about the day, Thursday, the 18th of January. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen, prepared to not do verbal battle because we don't do that here. Somebody asked me last night at dinner what it was that we did. And I think
we don't know.
I think he was sorry that he asked me that after I explained what it is that we do. Sometimes it's difficult because most people think that when you're doing a radio talk program, you're going to be an aggressive political machine. It's all about, ooh, let's see who we can get, gotcha radio, that kind of stuff. No, this isn't it. What we do have for you is information on what's going on in the world, conversation about it. So we'll start with Victoria's rundown of what's trending, that's hot, that's cool. Hot and cool at the same time, Victoria.
Well, hot and cool. I don't know what I would use to describe this, but it's more bad news for Kevin Spacey. Scotland Yard has now said that they have opened another investigation on him. This time, a new victim, a third victim, has come forward in December 13th, specifically, of last year, saying in 2005 in Westminster, London, that he was sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey. And so now Scotland Yard, the Metropolitan Police, have said that they have evidence, apparently, against Spacey. They didn't say specifically what it is, but they are now opening a full investigation into this. So I don't see how Kevin Spacey is going to avoid jail time at this point. This is kind of like on the level of Harvey Weinstein right now. So,
but that's in England. What are the penalties in England for doing this sort of thing versus the penalties in America? Are they the same?
That's a good question. I don't know. No one has speculated yet. Scotland Yard is... they're pretty tight-lipped about these things, so I'm not sure. It wasn't even until that long ago it was illegal to be a homosexual to begin with, so that was a major crime in England. So I'm not sure how they treat sexual assault.
Well, I have, I think, told the story a couple of times in different venues on this program of being in Kevin Spacey's apartment in London. He was running the old Vic, and he rented a penthouse apartment in a building owned by my friend Uri Geller. And so Uri took me up to his apartment one night, thinking or knowing for whatever the reason that he wasn't there, just to show me around.
And that then is so creepy. But, seriously?
Well, listen, I didn't
I'm
say...
I'm a Kevin Spacey defender, but that's kind of weird.
Well, it had nothing to do with Kevin Spacey. He wasn't supposed to be there. And
yeah, but you
Uri
were in his apartment.
Wanted to show me the apartment. So, listen, what do you want
from
me?
You mean he wasn't supposed to be there, meaning at that moment, or just in...
Yes. Oh. At that moment, Uri
had talked to him. So you were
trespassing. Said,
right.
Breaking and entering.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Uri called him and said, I want to bring a friend of mine up to show him
right.
the apartment. Do you mind?
And he said, how old is he? And when
yeah.
he told
yeah.
him how old you were,
he's like,
well, I won't be home.
I'm sure glad I started this conversation. All right. See, ladies and gentlemen, I deserve the benefit of the doubt. Do you not think I deserve the benefit of the doubt here? It's just another one of those things. Okay, so Spacey, whether he gets in trouble over there or he gets in trouble over here, he's done. So that brings up another point. With all of this focus on all of these people that have done all of these things, is anybody subject to jail time? Is Weinstein subject to jail time? What happens to these people they've been charged with, or people have said, this is a horrible thing, this is what he did to me? So then, after all of that, they've been disgraced, they lose their position, they lose a lot of money. But then, is there another penalty? Is there another routine? Do attorney generals or local district attorneys bring charges against these guys? And then what happens after that?
Well, as far as I know, I'm not sure about in L.A., but in New York, there is at least one pending investigation against Weinstein. Mm-hmm. And
there's one in L.A., too, and one in London. So
So yeah. That has to lead, if they have enough compelling evidence, which apparently in New York they did a few years ago, there was one case where they had, the one girl was wired, she was wired, and then it didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't get enough incriminating evidence on the wiretap and, or on the wire that she was wearing, and then it, they just sort of let it go. But then there was apparently another case that I think is still open and pending against him. So
I imagine these are probably really hard to prove when they wait a long time, because otherwise it becomes a he said, she said type situation once the physical evidence is destroyed.
And unfortunately, he did all of this, maybe purposefully, in hotel rooms where there isn't surveillance cameras. So, you know, there are other places where you could be in an office or a conference room or whatever where other people have been caught doing stuff. But he did this all in hotel rooms, so there really, there's no evidence.
Are there hotel rooms that have cameras that you don't know about? You stay in a hotel, good hotel,
bad hotel? No, that's illegal.
It is illegal.
In the hallways and public common areas, it's fine, and most hotels do have that. But in the actual hotel room itself, no, that's totally illegal.
It is. Well, it's good to know.
Were you hoping that you've been putting on a show for someone all this time?
I don't think about stuff like that. I don't really. I just wonder sometimes if we forget, because there is no such thing, it would seem, anymore as privacy. Nobody.
I smile every time I walk into an elevator because I know someone's watching me.
Yeah. Right.
Hi.
How you doing? Okay. So that's that. Now, let's spend a moment, if we may, talking about the shutdown, proposed shutdown, how to prevent a shutdown. Are there votes enough or not, Jennifer, to have a, is there support? Well, their vote is today on whether the budget is going to be extended or yada, yada. So where is all of that?
Look, I still have some hope that they'll probably just pass a temporary pass, one of these stopgap measures that will probably keep the government open. But even that's being debated, and it doesn't look like, as of when I looked before I went to bed last night, that it has enough support. There are a couple of warring factions. There's the Hispanic Caucus, there's the Freedom Caucus in the House, that are trying to figure out what to do to move this forward. And the Freedom Caucus is insisting on a vote today. So hopefully they'll actually at least try to get a vote going today in the House and see if they can come up with something. I think it'll probably, if it's anything, it'll probably be just a continuing resolution, one of these little stopgaps that's going to give them just another couple of weeks to figure this all out.
Most of the years George Bush was president, all of the years that Obama was president, and to this point, unless I'm mistaken, there hasn't been an official budget to operate the country.
That's right, because these people cannot get it together. And if you remember, this isn't the first government shutdown. This stuff has happened before. The Democrats will vote probably to shut down the government under Trump. The Republicans voted just to shut down the government under Obama. Instead of just getting together, and this is what makes me absolutely crazy about getting hung up on who said what and these stupid arguments that don't mean a lot for the country. I think Americans are just tired of people getting elected, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, and not doing something as simple and basic as getting a budget. And it's been year after year after year, and everybody's at fault. They need to get it together.
Well, under the circumstances, that is what that's what they're supposed to be doing. Why are they getting paid?
It's the basic function of their job.
Yeah,
and nobody can figure out how to do it. And it's not right for Republicans to do it under a Democrat president. It's not right for Democrats to do it under a Republican president. Look, I laugh and say, I don't care. Shut the government down, because it really doesn't mean a lot. But what really does mean a lot is that this has been going on for, as you mentioned, like a decade, and that they can't seem to come together. Right. Yeah. They just keep kicking the can down the road.
It's too bad that there's nothing, or at least that I'm aware of, there's nothing constitutionally that gives the American people power to dock someone's pay, right? An elected official? That's too bad. That would be, not that they would ever vote for that, but that would be something the American people would probably
want. That's why we don't have the right, because they don't want to propose that.
Recalls.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not going to vote for that, yeah.
Redressing. We say the same thing with Jennifer all the time, and then we don't do anything.
We did. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged because everybody who is still like in disbelief, how did Trump get elected? This is how. Because people are so fed up that they voted for the person who would be the biggest disruptor and shake it up a little bit. And
well, they had that.
Yeah, whether you love him or you hate him, that's what people were voting for. And acknowledge the message. Both parties should realize that. Acknowledge the message of what the election of Trump really meant. It's people that are frustrated and they want a change and they want accountability, and people better get the message and start working on it.
Well, there are all kinds of messages floating around for sure. The thing is that there's a lot of power behind this anger, and something sooner or later comes of it. I guess we can hope for that. And it comes in the form of someone who really is constructive and working toward the greater good all the way around, because there are constructive things going on now in the minds of many people, but it's the form in which it takes. I saw that Trump announced fake news winners on Twitter, but then the link was pulled.
It's still there. No, it actually broke, is what the story was.
Oh, that's what happened. Oh.
Yeah, the link was to the GOP website, and it was so many people that they jumped on it that the website actually went down for a little while because people wanted to know what was chosen.
Were there any surprises?
No.
Other than everybody at CNN, who else got onto the list?
Well, the number one fake news award went to Paul Krugman at the New York Times. He claimed on day one of President Trump's historic victory that the economy would never recover. He said, markets will never recover from Trump. Dow, obviously, has now hit record highs. So there you go. ABC News' Brian Ross, of course, sends the markets into a downward spiral with the false report about Trump and Russia collusion. That was number two. Number three was CNN falsely reporting that Donald Trump and his son, Donald Trump Jr., had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks. Number four was Time Magazine falsely reporting that President Trump removed a bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. Number five was the Washington Post.
I never
Post.
Heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. They said the first day some reporter said, the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. is missing. Well, someone was just standing in front of it, so they posted pictures. Showing
dusting it off. Yeah.
Number five, the Washington Post was falsely reporting that the president's sold-out rally in Pensacola was empty, and they showed that the reporter had taken a picture, actually, of the empty arena before the crowd started pouring in. So that
well,
they thought was
wasn't honest. That the same thing with Mrs. Trump when she or the daughter when she was sitting someplace nobody else had sat, and everybody the headline was nobody wants to sit next to his daughter. Do I remember that from?
I don't remember that, but yeah. It could be.
All right, so it was interesting. It's a reality in the world we live in. Here's something that's really real. As you age, your joints, your brain, your cardiovascular system, they all need extra nutritional support. And eating is great. Eating the right foods is super, but it's not enough. Thus, Krill Omega 50 Plus and how it delivers on so many different fronts. In each of these soft gels of Krill Omega 50 Plus, you'll find a highly innovative combination of krill oil and fish oil. It's designed for people who enjoy an active lifestyle like you, like me, as premium quality krill oil, which supports your joints, the bursa around your joints, the sacs that keep everything moving. Plus, it has concentrated omega-3 fish oil to support your cardiovascular health, your brain function, so that all the blood gets up into your brain. Things are working well there. You get blood into your muscles and all over your body. That's what this is about. Krill oil and fish oil together, providing advanced nutritional support for joint health, cardio health, eye health, skin, healthy triglycerides, and so much more. So, you want to have all of this and not have to pay for it? What a great deal. What a nice offer. Call 800-355-1493. Thank them for offering you the chance to have a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 free. Just you pay the shipping to get it to you, and you try it, and you feel the difference. You get the essence of it, and that's what they know will happen, and then you'll order it. That's a great promotional way of getting the thing down to the bottom line. The basics are it works. 800-355-1493 for the krill oil and fish oil combination. Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. And if you call now, you get the free bottle. It's a nice deal. All right? And we're full of nice deals here. We'll be right back.
cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's find out what Katie Couric is doing. This is a rather interesting development. Katie Couric is going to be, according to the news, by the way, hello, this is DJV with Doug, Jan, and Victoria, and a focus on the news. For those of you who are interested in the Winter Olympics, Katie Couric is going to co-host the ceremonies at the Olympics on NBC with Mike, is it Tirico? Who's he? Mm-hmm. I don't know him.
He's a sports anchor.
Why is he replacing Costas?
I think Costas is retiring. I think he's given
he
up.
Is?
Yeah, he may not really? Want to. He may not want to travel. He's been sort of unwinding his schedule, and I think that this year might be the final year for him.
Why? He's not that old.
No, I know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I think he maybe just doesn't want to go to.
Other than that,
well, he may just not want to go to Korea. It could just be that too.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. Would you guys want to do this? Although
no.
The North Koreans are marching with the South Koreans together. I can't believe it. They're
going to
watch.
I don't know if that makes me feel better. I think I still wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, I still wouldn't want to go. I'm happy to stay here.
So
but,
she's been.
But good for Katie Couric.
Olympic opening ceremonies before, and so now this is part of the live stream. So they have how many different networks that are going to be carrying all of the games?
I think it's just NBC exclusively.
But there are various networks, right? There are MSNBC, CNBC.
Probably spread throughout
cable.
NBC Sports. Yeah, spread throughout all their networks, sure.
Right, okay. I don't know who. I noticed that TBS and TNT are doing things together. Like, is it this weekend? What's the award ceremony that's going to be hosted by Kristen Bell that's on this weekend?
Oh, it's the SAG Awards.
SAG Awards, yeah. And that's on TBS and TNT. And I didn't
They're
realize
owned by
this.
The same company.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't remember.
I don't know who the company is.
Why
it Time
her?
Warner,
though. That's why was she
she's
chosen?
She's very. I think she's likable.
Yeah, she is very likable.
Just
I think that's true.
Yeah. I think just young and fresh and likable.
She's on a hit show, so it makes sense.
Young and fresh and likable. Bon Jovi in the music news today.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am the king of transitions. John Bon Jovi. had only one person in mind to induct him and the band into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that was Howard Stern. So the two of them revealed, after much hand-wringing, at least on Stern's part anyway, that he's agreed to do the honors for the Rockers when they are inducted into the Hall of Fame. The announcement came during his appearance on Stern's program, which is on Sirius, where he revealed that he and Stern recently had a secret meeting to discuss the gig. Bon Jovi said that he tried to email Stern to say that they had to talk in person, and Stern had tried to avoid this. He's really kind of shy, actually. Stern is not great on a lot of this stuff. He had a standing appointment with his psychiatrist that conflicted with Bon Jovi's schedule, so he said. So much for that. Anyway, but when he left the psychiatrist, he found Bon Jovi waiting for him in a car.
In his car.
Yeah.
He'd gotten into Howard's car.
Right.
So he couldn't get away from it.
Right. And then he said he didn't like to travel. He found
he hates the fact that he has to go to Cleveland.
Right. Yeah. Well, he worked in Cleveland before.
Well, he just doesn't like going anywhere at this point.
No. I don't think so. Well, he's got a place. He bought some razzle-dazzle place down in Florida in Palm Beach, and I forget who owned it before, but he has to go down there. I don't know. I think he does his program down there when he's feeling. He only is on 3 days a week, and then they do reruns anyway, right? Three hours a day for 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Not a bad gig for about $50 million a year.
Not bad.
All right, 28 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Percent isn't a whole lot. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Recently, I was talking with former UFC World Heavyweight Champion Guy Mezger. Guy told me an incredible perspective that I want to share with you. He said, I had an unbelievable 17-year professional career, but I plan to live to be 100. So, if you think about it, 17 years is only 17% of my life. So the majority of my life needs to be defined by a whole lot more than that 17%. I loved what he said. And it's true for all of us. We are so much more than any small percentage of our lives. So whatever you're going through, please know that it's only a percentage of your life. The rest and vast majority of your life is yours to create whatever you want. For psychological support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tuned in to what's going on today, Thursday, the 18th of January. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is heavily in control of the studio facilities down at our originating network in Washington, Radio America. Back to what we were focused on with the Kevin Spacey thing, this whole business about who gets it in the chops with all these accusations. An interesting development, sort of reality in the USA Gymnastics deal with that team doctor, Larry Nassar, who has pled guilty, right, for molesting all these female athletes. So Thomas Brennan, who is a gymnastics coach, confronted Nassar in the courtroom yesterday as the sentencing hearing goes on. He's pled guilty, right? Didn't he plead guilty back a month or two ago, all these counts of sexual assault?
I think he pleaded guilty to assaulting 9 girls in one county, but he's facing 150 other civil suits. Ugh. So he hasn't pled guilty to all of them, and he's facing 60 years in jail for other pornography charges.
Okay, so this speaks to the question that I had, Kara, in the last half hour. What happens to these people after they're charged? Are there any court cases? So he nosed around a little bit to find this one. And yesterday, interestingly enough, Mr. Brennan, the coach, looked at Nassar and said, for the record, go to hell. Mm. And then I guess
he'll be definitely visiting hell once the rest of Gen Pop gets a hold of him.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
There is honor amongst thieves, and child predators are never treated well in prison.
Well, I remember the pedophile priests that were charged. Most of them were from Boston, and the one who
did they go to jail though?
Man, he went to jail in 3 weeks. He was dead.
Oh.
So, yeah, and that's really pretty much what happens. And everybody says, oh, I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, you just look the other way.
Right, that's what they do. So they do take care of themselves that way. There is sort of, there in that sense, there is law and order because that's, but you know, I'm not a fan of the death penalty, and maybe a couple of circumstances, but pretty much everybody knew when he was sentenced to life in prison that he was gonna, his life would be about what it was, 3 weeks long, and that was the end of it. Mm. So is that crass to say that? Does that sound bad? I wasn't upset at all about it. It was a guy who ruined a lot of lives, it would seem, for young boys.
I'd have no remorse making that statement.
You don't think I'm? It's not.
No, okay. I'm saying if I made the statement you just made, I wouldn't have any remorse over it.
Okay.
I wouldn't lose sleep. No.
Yeah. All right. The Chinese are concerned in letting the world know that they expect in the next month or two for one of their space stations not operating. It's crashing. Well, it crash isn't the right word because it's slowly falling to Earth, and it'll probably land. Well, not land. Well, yeah. It'll burn up mostly, but there'll be pieces of it as it comes through the atmosphere, fragments that will survive, and they're not sure where the stuff's going to land. It's like that.
Well, because everything costs 99 cents, so.
Right. Okay, so there you go.
They used all the parts from the dollar store.
You'll find it. Yep. The fellow who's the senior member of the technical staff at Aerospace Corporation in El Segundo, California, said that there are going to be very few pieces that survive the 18,000-pound station's reentry path. They've analyzed it. This is what's fascinating about this. They can actually tell you where the debris is going to land, whatever, if it lands. They can tell you by the triangulation of this space station. It's called Chang'e 1. Chang'e 1.
Oh, boy.
Chang'e 1.
I know you're not trying to be disrespectful, right?
Oh, of course not. No.
Okay, just anyway, checking.
He said that this fellow, Abraham...
Do I love with the number at the end of it? It sounds like he's ordering from a Chinese takeout.
That's right. Chang'e 1 is from column A and 1
is Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you guys... Do Kara, you and Victoria remember when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you'd order 1 from column A, 1 from column B? Do you remember that?
But
that was an 80s
thing. I know
thing,
you give like
Doug.
A number. I know you, there's numbers on the menu.
There used to be columns of like, you know, A was like the Szechuan beef and the.
Okay, I'm not going to be disrespectful. Anyway, you got about 1 in 1 trillion chance of being hit by this stuff. More common to be hit by lightning, said the fellow who is the chief of this. Reentry debris studies. They have a reentry debris study commission at Aerospace Industries. I find that
you're super unlikely to get hit by this. At least that's what they're going to say until it comes through somebody our atmosphere and it hits somebody, and they're like, "Oops."
Some poor person who has, like, you know, perennially bad luck is going to be like, "Oh, of course it would be me."
Right. The Coast Guard is investigating this casino boat accident this week. Have you followed this? This casino boat that sort of burned up,
and
nobody could quite figure out what caused it. A lot of people, this was off the coast. This is a boat that sometimes leaves from Palm Beach, and sometimes leaves from one side is Palm Beach, and the other side is over in St. Petersburg. It happened to this one had gone out from St. Petersburg, and they just go float around the ocean for a day, and people can go gamble once you get off of whatever the... What is it? The International Dateline, not Dateline, but the whatever. You have to go so far away from shore so you're out in international waters and you can do whatever you want to once you get out there. So this is an area near St. Petersburg, which is near Tampa, and the ship was called the Tropical Breeze Casino. The captain brought the boat back to shallow waters once the fire broke out. But when you saw, I don't know if you've seen any pictures of this thing.
I'm looking at video now of people jumping off the boat.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was not a very big boat. It almost looks kind of like one of those day charter fishing boats. It doesn't look much bigger than that. But the interesting thing is they said that the captain really should get a lot of credit for saving lives, because if he didn't turn around at the moment he did, these people are jumping off the boat into waist-high water.
Yeah.
And so many people were able to just walk right ashore, and it could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
I think one woman did die, though.
Oh, did she? I didn't realize
that.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the sports department here and see what's going on with the people in New England. There was a fellow who was very, very popular. I remember, not when I was a kid, but I remember when my son was really starting to follow basketball a lot, and we would go to the games from time to time, how many people loved JoJo White, who was in the Basketball Hall of Fame, passed away at the age of 71, Victoria.
Yeah.
What's the story behind the story?
Well, he played for 10 seasons with the Celtics, and the Celtics issued a really nice statement, basically saying they're terribly saddened by the passing of the great JoJo White. They said he was a champion and a gentleman, supremely talented and endlessly gracious off the court. He was a key member of two championship teams, an NBA Finals MVP, a gold medal winning Olympian, and a Hall of Famer, and they said his contributions to the entire Celtics organization had a lasting impact. He was only 71. Unfortunately, he had a terrible end. His daughter released a statement saying, "My dad died from complications. He developed pneumonia from dementia that was brought on by the removal of a benign brain tumor back in May of 2010. So removing the brain tumor gave him dementia, and then he died technically, I guess, of pneumonia. So it was just a terrible way to go. He was one of the biggest stars on the 70 Celtics teams.
Yeah, he was.
And he won the NBA Finals in 74 and 76.
Very
he was named to seven straight All-Star teams from 70 to 77. And, of course, they retired his number 10 jersey. And he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2015, which, unfortunately, at the time, I don't know what his health was like in 2015. But hopefully he was able to enjoy that.
I remember it was, here's the, I wonder, in an observational way, if I'm asking a question that has an answer or not, but I'm going to ask the question in terms of people like this. I remember the Celtics and how much they were revered, and they were all gentlemen. It's the era of Larry Bird and people like that. And all these people, were they all loved each other. The players loved each other, and they functioned so well as a unit. Red Auerbach was the coach at the time, and he was able to get the best, you know, one of those coaches that got the best out of everybody. He never played basketball in his life, but he was a keen observer of it. And so he made the best coach, and they all loved him. And so under the circumstances, you think, all right, here's a team. And I'm thinking about basketball in general at that time, and maybe sports, where the players were gentlemen and gentle ladies, and they got along, and they functioned well as a unit. And you know, in this circumstance, the Celtics kept winning and winning and winning and winning. Every year when Auerbach was a coach, they were champions or close to the top of the heap. And it sort of struck me just now as I was remembering this fellow and what he was all about, how it was really well known how well these people all got along together. So maybe there's a lesson in that. All right, so Jen, you're the hockey fan. What's going on with the Bruins? As long as we talk about the Celtics,
the only one on the program that loves hockey. So, you know, Victor, you should start coming to some games with me. I'd love to get you involved with the sport. It's a really fun one.
Yeah,
talking to
totally.
Me?
No, Victoria. Victoria loves hockey, too. All right. The Boston Bruins announced that longtime anthem singer Renee Rancourt will retire at the end of the 2017-2018 season. Rancourt has performed the national anthem at Bruins games for over 40 years, since the 1975-76 season. Now, Rancourt's signature fist pump following the anthem was modeled after the stump pump of former Bruin Randy Burrage. The Lewiston, Maine native is a trained opera singer and first began singing the national anthem at Boston Red Sox Sox games. Rancourt is also a veteran of the United States Army. The Bruins will honor the contributions of Rancourt at the Boston Bruins' final regular season game on April 8th against the Florida Panthers. So kind of nice, the piece of team history stepping away.
That would be an emotional, because that's one thing about hockey teams, I think, and Jen, you just experienced this out with the LA Kings. They really, really pay respects to their own and people who have served the team in any capacity, really, especially this guy being so visible. I think it's going to be not a dry eye in the house, for sure.
Back to the people who get along and how much better the teams get along. There's a lesson for politicians in this. As well, I think for all of us, there's a great lesson. Companies that get along, work well together, people that are inside, it's a smart thing to do. Speaking of smart things to do, those and companies and stuff, I was on the plane yesterday looking at some new information from ZipRecruiter.com about how well they are functioning for companies like Midas Muffler, UPS, Applebee's, Chevrolet, and the General Motors folks are using this system to find their employees, to find the people who are hard to find, or the jobs that are hard to fill, to find the right person. That's why people really like ZipRecruiter. Yeah, you can use it for the everyday, ordinary, let's go find somebody to do this job. But if you get something that's really a specialty, and you don't want to hire somebody that costs a lot of money to go out and headhunt, then you go to ZipRecruiter.com, post your job opportunity, and within 24 hours, all these job boards that have been collected, the information collected by ZipRecruiter, will offer you a number of people that will be good for the job. And that's why it's really fascinating how this stuff all works. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them, and then the connection is made, and they do a lot of the work. ZipRecruiter and the software does a lot of good to manage the process from start to finish. It's really, I find it fascinating to look at this stuff over, but you know how fascinated I am with this kind of stuff anyway. Just how it works and who figured it out. I want to meet that man or woman. ZipRecruiter has been used by these businesses now successfully for a number of years, and you can have the same access to ZipRecruiter without having to pay for it the first time around because we got a special deal. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And use ZipRecruiter free. It's a marvel of modern times, without sounding too corny. ZipRecruiter.com. Find the best person for your business. Quality candidates galore. It's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it free.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Tech Talk time on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a couple of items of interest. It may impress you before we're done here, the knowledge that I have about certain things. Maybe you won't be impressed. I'm always impressed with Victoria and her spin on things. Apple in the focus here, and something called F-Lux. I suppose we could take that to any extent we want. We'll find out what the story is right after this.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by the Pennsylvania Energy Infrastructure Alliance. Sound investments in Pennsylvania's energy resources move our economy forward. Recently, however, the Department of Environmental Protection suspended construction of Sunoco's Mariner East 2 pipeline, putting thousands out of work and halting a project that could add more than $9 billion into Pennsylvania's economy, including hundreds of millions in state tax revenue each year. Mariner East 2 has undergone unprecedented regulatory scrutiny, and it's being built with the most advanced safety technology out there, all to minimize environmental impact and ensure the safety of workers in all communities along the pipeline route. We need infrastructure projects like Mariner East 2. Harnessing Pennsylvania energy resources fuels our economy and creates jobs. Mariner East 2's construction is projected to add more than 50,000 jobs over the next 5 years alone. We urge DEP and Sunoco to work together quickly to get construction back on track and to get Pennsylvanians back to work. For more information, visit PAAllianceForEnergy.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Now let's get into the essence of efflux as opposed to flux. Efflux. What's efflux?
Efflux is a program that you can download onto your computer, and it saves your eyesight and helps you sleep better. And that sounds like a tall order, but it's true. If you've ever noticed people at night, if they're texting or if they're watching a laptop and it has that eerie blue glow that comes off the screen, well, that blue light, it's part of the blue light spectrum, is what keeps your brain wired, and that's what makes it difficult to sleep at night. If you've been watching a lot of TV or watching your phone or your laptop in bed, it's very difficult to shut your brain down and actually go to sleep. And so people wear glasses. I wear glasses that cut the blue light out of all the screens because it helps with eye strain and things like that. So Efflux is actually a free download that will takes over your computer's screen settings. And what it does, it's really interesting, it actually makes your computer screen match the ambiance of your room. And that is that's a lot safer for your eyes. It's definitely better for your sleep patterns. And so what it does, it makes it a little bit warmer. Your screen will be yellower and warmer at night, and it will, during the day, it will look just like sunlight. And so you can use it for all kinds of things. Once you have it added onto your computer, it will be applied to any, you can set the times that you want it to work. It can be applied to all of your Netflix watching. You can use, if you're doing work at night, you can also have it help you with that as well. And so this is the blue light is what really is disrupting so many people's sleeps. They're saying kids can't sleep as well, excuse me, at night. Well, you know, kids watch devices at night before they go to bed, they really shouldn't without wearing.
Should have not have that stuff in the room. They shouldn't be allowed to have that stuff.
Yep, and so it's free for Mac, and it's also available free on Windows, Linux, iPhone, iPad, and Android. So it's called F.Lux, and you can just look it up and download the download for it. It's very simple and very free.
I stumbled on it the other day. I've set my iPhone so that it at nighttime it goes to a softer screen.
Right.
Is that the same thing? Is that what we're talking
same
about?
Same thing, yes.
It is.
But see, iPhones, I don't know if Android phones have that ability, but iPhones do. So, yes, and that's a smart thing to do. From 8 o'clock at night, my phone turns yellow until I wake up. Yeah,
I feel like a genius because I figured this out. Like
did you actually, though, or was that just, were you using the default setting?
No, I saw something on there to set it for being softer at night. I don't use it, and I don't have it in my room. I have it in my office, and that's where it charges, but I figure, why not? It looks like it was going to use less energy that way as well, so.
It's true, but it'll definitely save your eyesight for sure.
All right, well, that's good, because I sometimes can't see what I'm saying. It's 59 past the hour in the DJB experience.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.